Hope is a state of being of the heart and of the soul. It is not a state of being of thoughts. Thoughts can be positive or they can be fueled by negative energies. Thoughts that create hopelessness, thoughts that create mistrust of the future, thoughts that God is not present, thoughts that God is not going to care. Those are all thoughts. The heart does not think like that. The heart is. It's a state of being. When you get involved with thoughts, you're turning towards the energy in your mind, which, if you're feeling hopeless, is a negative energy. Those are all thoughts. What one needs to do is to drop all thoughts and breathe and let go of thinking entirely. All the suspicions, all of the misgivings, all of the mistrust, all of the what if, all of the looking for outcomes, all of the desiring to know what's going to happen down the road, that's all the mind. That's not the heart. The heart is involved in the deeper layers with the state of being. And the state of being is connected with the soul's truth. You have to be willing to do that, to make that shift from saying, my thoughts are not as important as whatever else is in me. My thoughts are not as important. No matter what they are, I'm going to breathe and let go of them. If you don't do that, then you're in the paradoxical position of wanting to feel more hope, which comes from your soul, and clinging to your mind and all its thoughts. And that doesn't work because your mind is fueling the opposite of what your deeper self knows to be true. So the surrender is the key. There has to be a surrender of all of the thoughts and the willingness to be not looking for outcomes, but to just be in that space of being with the unknown. Yes, then be scared. Scared is not so bad.
To me, it is.
People can grow, progress, learn in the presence of being scared. That doesn't have to be the end of the story.